Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Chaf Zayin, Sanhedrin 27b, pagination is 54, starting from the Mishnah, approximately midway on the page. Ve'elu hein akrovim, these people are considered relatives one to another, such that they would be invalid as witnesses or to serve as judges on the court case of this relative. And the Mishnah will list off different types of relationships. One of the tricks in learning such a Mishnah and remembering it is trying to group the different sections in some sort of grouping so that it's easier to remember. Just as, for example, there are four types of uncles mentioned in the Mishnah. You're going to have the biological uncle from the father's side and from the mother's side. That's two. And also, if it's the aunt who's biological and the uncle who's marrying into the family, so to speak, becoming a relative through marriage, then that's also, and that's four different cases of uncle. So just to appreciate, in the world of memory, I believe it's called chunking things, being able to group them together in order to remember them easier. In any case, the Mishnah states as follows. Echov, a brother, va'achi aviv, the brother of his father, va'achi imo, the brother of his mother, uba'al achoso, the husband of his sister, that's a brother-in-law, but so far specifically mentioned was the husband of his sister. Uba'al achos aviv, the husband of his father's sister, that's a type of uncle. Uba'al achos imo, the husband of his mother's sister, again, a type of uncle. Ubal imo, the husband of his mother, even if it's not his father, but it's a relationship. Vacham of his father-in-law, vigiso, his brother-in-law, Rashi explains, ba'al achos ishto, the husband of his wife's sister. Heinu v'neyin v'chasaneim v'chorgo levado. They, their children, and their sons-in-law. But when it comes to chargo, a stepson, it's only chargo levado, it's only the stepson alone that is the relationship. And once it comes to a child or a son-in-law, that's no longer considered a relationship. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Zumishnas Rabbi Akiva, this so far was Rabbi Akiva. Avo Mishnah Rishona, but there's a different way to understand relationships, that dodo uben dodo v'chaloroi lidro yorsho, that it's only people who are fitting to inherit. Rashi explains that when you come to Mishpachas Eim, the mother's family, the inheritance goes one way and not the other. We had this in Baba Basra, in Perek Yesh Nochel, and the laws of inheritance, that an uncle from the mother's side could be inherited by the nephew, because a woman does inherit as a child and as a sister, but a woman does not inherit the son. As a mother, she does not inherit. Mishpachas Eim is Eina Kruya Mishpacha. That's not a relationship in laws of inheritance. And therefore, it is possible for the nephew to be related to the uncle in that he would inherit him, but that the uncle is not related to the nephew in that he would not inherit the nephew. Kalakorev lo ba'osa sha'a. Anybody who's related at the time that the testimony is relevant, Hayakorov v'nisrachek hareza kosher. If they were related, and now they're no longer related, such as the passing of the person's wife, so he's no longer related to that family, the shachedzin or divorce, hareza kosher, he's going to be kosher, he's no longer considered a relative. Now, the Mishnah is giving us a significant list of relationships, and we certainly should follow the logic and memorize them, etc. But perhaps more important for our purposes in take-home information from this Mishnah is to appreciate the halachic terminology regarding relationships, and that is the concept of rishon, a first-level relationship, that's like brothers or a father to a son. Sheni, a second level of relationship, such as first cousins. Their parents are rishon, brothers, first level. And the children, the first cousins, are sheni, second level relationships. And the next level of children, what we would call second cousins, are shlishi, or third level, one to the other. The Mechaber writes, and the Rama picks up on this, Yesh Omrim, there are those that say that Shlishi Barishon, a third level, in a first level, is still considered a relationship to be considered related for these purposes. In the case of a great-grandson, for example. So we said that brothers are rishon one to the other. Likewise, a father and a son is a rishon, a first-level relationship. The grandson is a second-level relationship. The great-grandson is a shlishi. And according to this, Yesh Omrim is still going to be prohibited. That's Dor Revi'i of the patriarch of the family unit that we've been discussing that has these first cousins, second cousins, etc. The final step of the Mishnah is regarding Ohev and Sone, people who are very good friends or people who are on very bad terms. The Mishnah says, Ha'oev v'hasone, Oev zesh shoshvino. Oev is the person who is his very close relationship, such as accompanying him to chuppah. We use the expression shoshvinos. And sone, what does it mean to hate? Kol shalo dibur imo shlosh yamin be'eva, a person who did not talk to the other person for 3 days because of hatred. Not because they just didn't cross paths, but he's avoiding him because they don't get along. Amrule, they said, Lo nech shedu Yisrael al kach, the Jewish people are not suspect of such behavior that they would say false testimony because of love or hate. And therefore, as a witness, a person is still going to be trusted. But it is true that as a dayan, as a judge, these concerns would be relevant. And the difference is because an aid, a witness, is relating what he saw. And we're assuming that a person, a God-fearing person, regular observant Jew, would not adjust and lie about what he saw because of such a reason. However, when it comes to a dayan, a judge, that's shikul hadas, that's a person's thought process. He's assessing how compelling the evidence is. Did it prove the point? And when it comes to something like that, then indeed, oev and sone are relevant. Of course, if we have the impression as a bezdin that the Oev and Sone is relevant, then they would have to deal with that accordingly. But intrinsically, The fact that people are good friends does not make their testimony suspect, but it is a concern when it comes to being a judge on such a case. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.